Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Being green.
Why is this called that? I couldn't figure out.
I'll tell you. I
was it for
no? It's because Z.
Z. Yeah. Okay.
He is green.
He is green, and by green we mean new.
He knows nothing.
He knows nothing.
I know how to tie a bowline, and you I've do? Never been.
Well, you're into some kinky S&M shit.
That's there.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze.
Good Saturday night is a good bottle of wine and a bowline.
Wouldn't know. Maybe.
And a ball gig.
And a ball. Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. This is our second episode of
Below Deck Med.
Below Deck Med. Below Deck Med.
And we're on the Mega Yurt! Lady
Mega
Michelle.
Yes.
As Therese screamed at the camera.
Can I just say, when they show her later eating food, she has so many lip fillers in her food.
She does.
People with duck lips can't eat food. Have you noticed that? When they try to eat, it's like they're trying everything they can to keep the food in their mouth because their lips aren't functioning as lips should.
It is kind of an occupational hazard eating with lips like that.
I'm not a fan of. Come at me if you have good lip fillers.
People do have like a lot of people have Restylane and it works, but it could be like Tom's girlfriend Mariah. You just wind up looking like, as we said before, kind of somewhere in between a dinosaur and Natasha Henstridge from Species.
Yes.
When she turns into the monster.
Would you, because I know you're very proud of your DSLs.
I am proud of my DSLs.
Now, as we mature, our lips do get thinner. If your lips start thinning.
Not familiar with maturing. What does that mean?
You know, bitch, would you ever get lip fillers if your lips got thinner and you lost your DSL-ness?
No, it just every morning I would like rub a jalapeno on my lips. It just burned for a while.
Burned for a while.
There's like something wrong.
Y'all, if you put Too Faced lip injection, that's my favorite. It's a lip gloss, but it's called lip injection. If you put that on Poodle, he looks like fucking...
I look like Jennifer Coolidge.
He looks like Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because I already have big dick-sucking lips, as it is.
When he puts those on, it's...
Haven't had any complaints. Only raves.
Wow. I'm okay.
Yelp. 5 stars.
5 stars. Wow.
Best of Yelp.
They should instead of gay Yelp. Lips. They should have Gelp. It's like gay reviews.
It's like bathhouses.
Yeah, bathhouses,
glitter,
cum dumps.
I still say my favorite thing to look for in Yelp are the bathhouses and that we have here in Los Angeles.
Like,
they call them male spas, but they're
I've
bathhouses.
Never read them.
There's one. We have one in Los Angeles called Slammers.
Yes.
I'm no shame, y'all. Go to your bathhouses. Do what you need to. Be safe. Never been to Slammers.
Is it Slammers or Slammer?
Slammer.
I guess it's Slammers.
I think it's Slammers.
Who knows?
I think they find that sounds folksier.
Yeah.
So they, when you read the Yelp reviews, my favorite is nice staff. And there's one that was, they also said, lovely patio area outside.
Wow.
Lovely patio area in which to get Dutch doored. So you can spend, you can sit out there with the, sit out there with a Mai Tai.
I'm not feeling
it
like
just,
a drink now.
I, you know, God bless the people who write those Yelp reviews.
God bless
I've
them.
Never written one. Nor have I ever written an Amazon review. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you, I assume you're writing kind ones. Oh, have you been a Karen?
No, I don't think I've ever written a negative review.
My mother has written letters before. Never left an online letter.
I've written good reviews for things either that, a couple things that I just either really liked or
really
disliked. It was
like
a friend of a friend was selling something and they wanted me to go on.
Oh, that's different. No, that's different.
I think I've only written a review twice.
But
on Amazon.
Unprovoked.
But Yelp, I've done probably 4 or 5 Yelp reviews. Because if I go to, especially if a place is new.
Yeah.
And they're good.
You know,
and
I've
get good service, I want to
support
that.
Them. I have done that.
But Yelp is kind of, it's kind of a racket, y'all. Yelp,
it is.
It basically, you've got a business that have to pay to use
they
it.
Ask,
and then they pay to promote you. And if you don't pay a certain amount, then they downgrade you on the list.
And it's a
racket.
Don't they? It sounds like the mob.
They extort people, I think.
Sounds like, nice restaurant you got here. Be ashamed if something happened to it.
We need to move on. Who cares?
I'm all over the place this morning.
You were crazy today because, y'all, Poodle got ramrodded about 4 days ago, but it didn't take. Wasn't a good
Have
one.
Have you ever had that where it was an okay sex, but it didn't take? It's kind of like...
So he's been just wired up like a wound clock.
Yeah. And my oatmeal overflowed this morning, so I was cursing and screaming. Anyway, come at me, y'all, if you have a slow cooker or an oatmeal pot or an Instapot that I don't have, or a rice cooker that has a good oatmeal setting. We've officially bottomed out, by the way.
Wow, now you're just pandering for oatmeal cooker reviews. This is almost as bad as Lone Grove Ledger's I Was Just Thinking.
This is bad at like NPR, The Delicious
Dish.
Y'all, we need to move on.
Who gives a shit?
It's not that easy being creamed.
This is season 6, episode 2 of Below Deck.
Do we have any announcements?
I think at this point, we can't make any. At this point.
Come at, though, if you
They
have,
already know
you
we're doing 90 Day Diaries.
Steel cut oatmeal. If you love steel cut oatmeal in the morning, I don't want to make mine the night before, though. I've got lots of parameters.
Basically, if Poodle was on this ship, he would be Therese.
I don't know. She's a special level.
She's a special, special level. So, there.
It's post-terrible dinner where it was bad steak, bad lobster, bad everything. They grilled the oysters.
They're just kind of licking their wounds.
Yeah.
And they're all going to bed.
This is a mega yacht!
And Therese is drunk and pissed. Yeah. She's like in a room and you hear her saying, this is bullshit. And her boyfriend's like, babe.
Yeah.
Look at me, babe. Look at me. I love you. Y'all, this is like a fucking movie. She's like, I think what's going to, we don't know. Therese is actually, I know Tatiana Maslany was cast in the movie, but I think in real life, Therese is She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And basically, her boyfriend has to get her to look at him to get her to calm down.
So she doesn't
before she
Hulk
just,
out.
And then her lips actually grow.
And they envelop like
people.
Captain Sandy.
Yeah, so she just goes like a blowfish and just encapsulate them and then shakes them and then shoots them out in the water. That's what Therese does.
That's what happened to the chef.
That's what happened to Matt.
Meet you.
So
Sandy is basically in there with them and saying, you know, I could have gotten a chef with you, but thanks, COVID. Blah, blah,
thanks,
blah.
Thanks, COVID. What you going to do?
She threw COVID under the bus.
I just literally wanted to put a brick wall behind her, a Paula Poundstone shirt.
And a vest.
And her just saying, COVID. Anybody with me?
What's the deal with COVID?
What's the deal?
Maybe
they need an appearance from Lady COVID.
No, Miss COVID.
Hello there. Ooh, I fucks you. Hello, y'all. It's Miss COVID.
It's Miss COVID.
Got a tickle in your throat. I think I did that.
I made it so people have to wait for 7 days before they can do anything. Ooh, I fuck shit up.
You ain't getting a chef quickly on my watch.
Miss COVID again.
You're going to have that bitch from that prison ship shipped over and she don't know nothing because I miss COVID.
That is my least favorite recurring character we do, I think. It's kind of inappropriate, but it's also not really funny.
Agreed.
I don't know, but it's my least favorite, but it makes me laugh.
It does make me laugh.
So, y'all, Therese and her friends, of course, say, you know, like, we're the easiest people.
We're the easiest. We are so easy.
If someone tells you we're easy, watch the fuck out.
Watch the fuck out.
They're going to be the most high-maintenance motherfuckers. Where it's just, like, the easiest.
Meanwhile,
you're a bunch of drunks,
everybody
too.
Else is, like, cleaning dinner, licking wounds. I love that they keep showing Lexi saying, I don't want to tell anybody I'm in a beauty pageant. Yeah. And then in the next clip, they show her saying, I was Miss Bahamas.
I went to Russia for the Miss Universe.
She's fucking telling everybody she was in a beauty pageant.
Yeah, I don't know how long she is on the boat.
Meanwhile, these bitches, y'all, I can drink a little bit. Poodle can drink a lot of it.
I can drink, but
they're
professionals.
They're...
Especially the men. The men were putting it away.
This is Katie, bless her heart. She's up with them. They're doing shots.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I'm telling you, I enjoy this show, but it exhausts me. These people are working all the fucking
time. This is not normal, I will tell you. These first episodes have been Xanax-inducing. It is very tense. Now...
Is this first night still.
Yeah.
At the first charter. First charter.
And you haven't watched Below Deck for very long. Usually the charters can be, sometimes we'll get 3 episodes out of 1 charter. Sometimes 4 when they're so awful. But this one, usually it's 2 to 3 per charter. But y'all, as people who like the show, the charter guests are the little soupçon of genius that this show has, because they're always entitled. There's always something. There's always just a little bit of terrible Karen injected. Yes. So everyone's drinking. Jordan, who is one of their guests, gets very drunk girl because she's just that,
Stop. And then the guys are doing shots.
Couch table banana.
She's just saying things she saw in a West Elm catalog.
Farfingdugan. It is that girl's like, I'm fine. Let me. No. I need to tell you how much I mean to you. I need to tell you how much you mean to me.
I hate these people.
I'm so glad I'm here. I'm so glad we are friends.
That was really on point.
If you've been in any type of food and beverage service, whether it's especially at special events or something like that, there is always that. Usually it's a woman. Men usually get belligerent and loud. But there's always the one guy screaming. We're going to talk about that later. The one guy screaming inappropriate things, going, yeah, I can't wait to have some Beaujolais.
Yeah.
Or something stupid that. And there's always that one woman who cries because she loves her friends so much.
Speaking of crying, I'm I'm concerned because why was Lloyd trained at a facility where they put him on a table and threw things at him and told him to dance, puppet dance?
I'm feeling that Lloyd's got some unresolved trauma.
Y'all, he's just talking about other past job he's had, and he just nonchalantly, just kind of like Poodle would say, you know, when I worked at the gay bookstore, yeah, I organized the poppers. Or, you know, when I said, when I worked
I got at lots of those stories.
Yeah, or when I worked at Gap, I would, you know, do the window, display windows yeah. for socks. Lloyd's just... I had this job.
I think it must have been a Lithuanian circus.
Maybe. They where... stood me on a table and they threw things at me and made me, on the phone, I had to sound like I was happy.
Then at night I had to go feed the bears.
Yes. Yeah, naked.
Exactly.
With just blood all over me for the scent. Lots of running.
And they doused me with bear urine.
Yes.
So the bears would try to mate with me.
Yes.
It is very strange. Yes. Yeah. I feel like we're not getting the whole story.
He just is like, well, maybe stronger person, I guess.
Yeah, I think Lloyd's got some skeletons. Can't have a mustache like that and not have secrets.
You can't. That is the truth.
So, you guys, we're still dealing with Matthew, the anxiety-ridden chef, not coming back.
Yes. They haven't heard it. Y'all, it's like 2 a.m. in the morning and people are vacuuming and shit. They haven't heard anything.
Did you get this? And I think this is a harbinger of things to come, especially from Katie. Katie says she went to boarding school at 13, and she chose to.
Yeah.
I would have, if my parents gave me the opportunity to go to boarding school, I would have been the first in line.
I think I would have done it,
especially an all-male boarding school.
Oh, yes. Yes. Although when I was younger, I would have wanted to be around girls because all my friends, when I was at least in middle school, elementary, were girls.
I think you're
right.
I didn't
get guy friends until more high school.
But at an all-male boarding school, it's just like
all kinds. I loved movies, television shows about boarding school. Loved it.
Because the kids were kind of had their own society and the adults were kind of there, but they were stern.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the French boarding school movie that we watched in French class? Au revoir les enfants.
Wow. Just lost a lot of you. There's two of you that are still
some
here.
Some people goes, oh my God, I love that movie.
One person said that.
Yeah, that's the first au revoir les enfants reference for today.
If you know that, come at Poodle, not me. I don't give a shit.
Anyway, so... Lexi also, she's not handling the day well. She's calling her mom.
It's like 2-3 in the morning.
So she's having a normal breakdown.
This is normal.
Yeah.
Unlike Matt, who's like, this is, she's been
this is normal.
Up.
And her father died
several
like
months,
3 months ago.
Yeah.
That's a lot of life changes quickly.
Yeah, of a brain aneurysm. So it sounds like that was
very sudden. Kind of like your, who was it? Your mom's husband? And as you told
boyfriend, he had surgery. The light, blood clot.
She saw the, as you said it, and I'm still a little shocked by it.
Yeah, she saw the light go out in his eyes.
It's just
she never got over it.
So awful.
She said she'll never forget it.
I don't know if there's, when you said that, I don't know if there's a more sadness-inducing phrase of, I saw the light go out of his eyes than... That's the saddest phrase in the world.
I could agree that probably is
sadder than, sir, we don't have large popcorn refills at this theater. That's pretty sad.
Or sadder than when you're at Ruby Tuesdays, ma'am. Yes, they call me ma'am. Ma'am, we're out of cheese sticks.
No. Or, sir, this salad bar is one serving only, or one time only.
Or, ma'am, I'm a bottom.
Oh,
that's
that,
the sad.
You're
there,
right.
There wins. Ding, ding.
You're right.
Ding,
that's
ding.
The worst. That's the worst.
So, it's the second day of the charter. Y'all, there's a storm brewing up out of nowhere.
Storms are coming.
And Captain Sandy is calling around. She's like, I haven't heard from Matthew. I got to get a chef. And then Matthew calls about his MRI, and he says, there's
it's just
nothing
sore.
Serious. Nothing serious.
He is coming for breakfast.
He's returning.
And then he says, we find out from him, he says, I have very deep anxiety, and I've actually left two jobs before starting because of my anxiety. And I went, shame that wasn't on your CV.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't going to go good. Now, we are wrong. We both said.
We didn't think he'd come back.
So I am shocked he even came back. But you know why he came back?
Stay tuned.
Because Matt is one of those people. He wants to freak out because he's probably a good chef. He wants to freak out. I can't do it. I can't go on. Yep. And then someone shoves him
Drama
on.
Drama queen.
And then he's good at it. And everyone goes, oh, my God. Right. You're so wonderful.
He's the savior.
You saved us. You powered through.
Because mark my words here. Captain Sandy has not forgotten this.
Oh, no.
And
but she's kind of fucked this year because.
Yeah, because of COVID.
But I bet you, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because of this COVID.
She ain't got no choice when it comes to me coming to town.
Hold my rap. Yeah. Mm. Worst recurring character ever.
She kind of sounds like, I'm not familiar.
She does sound a little like Yolanda.
But I do think you're right.
Captain Sandy.
I wonder if she's going to have a friend who's a chef quarantine and just get them quarantined and then bring them on.
Y'all, May 2 is not long for this world.
He's not long. You
can, as a chef, you can freak out. You can shout at people like Ben does, and you can be an asshole. But you kind of have to stay on the boat.
You can show up. I mean, even already, he gets there, and she's like, so what about crew food? He was like, I need to do only the essentials right now.
I need to outsource all crew food.
I am very stressed.
And he is
Can we get paninis?
You're going to do panini. It's paninis again for
paninis
crew.
Again.
Paninis are delicious, but I
for all of these people that worked their ass
there
off
is an
to
expectation.
Save this motherfucker.
It is a
They've
lot.
They've got to eat at least somebody boat in pizza. Did they not have pizza delivery in the Mediterrainian? They should.
I'm sure
is
they
it
do.
Is it that big of a sea? You can get across it like in 30 minutes, right?
How big
is the Mediterranean if you wanted to sell across from like Italy to like, you know.
I think it's very big.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like a great lake.
I think you should.
Like Lake Huron. You know,
I think you should take my line of, I'm going to need to do some more research before I have an opinion on that.
Come to me. If Lake Huron will fit in the Mediterranean Sea, come at me.
I think several, maybe 11 Lake Hurons okay. would fit the Mediterranean
Possibly.
Sea.
Possibly.
I think it's quite large.
Okay.
Courtney is...
Courtney!
I can't do that without that.
Y'all, we just talked about that on 90 Day Diaries. It's going to drop. It dropped last night when they were hearing this.
Courtney, oh God. So she's cutting fruit. Matthew is coming back. Everything's going to be okay. And
David mentioned that he thinks Malia's great. We're starting to get a little bit of like who's attracted to who. So David thinks Malia.
Y'all, Malia is single. If you watched her previous, she gets wild. Here for it.
Let's get wild. Let's get weird.
It is a little harder now that she's bosun. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
That because you can't really shit where you eat when you're bosun.
No.
Didn't stop some of the men. But
no. You know who else isn't going to forget about Matthew? Katie. Katie is like, bitch owes this big... Now, y'all,
I really like her so far, y'all.
I really like her, too.
I really like her.
I think she's really trying to be sweet and keep things together. Mark my words.
No.
She's going to explode by the end of this trip.
She's going to turn into a nightmare.
Her and Lexi are going to go at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, Katie is the type of chief stew that we've seen with... Kate walked in. Kate Chastain walked in like a queen. We knew she was going to shade everyone in her reach.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been other chief stews who have come and gone, and they're like, oh, I'm easy. I'm easy. Three charters down the road. Put the fucking knife down exactly where I want it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is, y'all, Katie's got a lot of fodder in her. I can't wait. Also, did you notice that Meitu is also outsourcing the wedding cake? Which is seems normal.
Oh, but he does
a lot of chefs, when they try to prove that they can make desserts and stuff like that, they would make their own cake.
I mean, that's gotta not easy to get a cake and then you're gonna boat it across rough waters. Y'all, I'm from a landlocked state. I don't know a lot about boating.
Using a lot of maritime
words.
Nautical terms.
Whatever. That's what
yeah,
it
is. Yeah, you were, when they said the aft
nautical,
end.
Is that where nautica comes from, the clothing line?
I believe it's like boating.
Look at that.
You are from a landlocked state.
Oh.
Don't know a lot about the ocean, as it
Remember
were.
Remember when you used to get the Nautica catalogs and the guys were so hot?
I didn't get those.
Oh, we got that one. We got Land's End, which is what they called me in college.
There goes Land's End, the last stop.
Hey, boys, haven't seen you in a while. No, really.
Yeah, we got better stuff to do.
Okay.
So,
and the East Bay. I know you got the East Bay catalog.
We didn't get a lot of clothing
catalogs. Oh, my brother was older, so the East Bay catalog?
No.
Oh, my God.
Just hot guys.
Oh, the jockstrap section?
Wait.
It was an athletic. It was a sport catalog.
Athletic. No, we didn't have those.
Oh, my God.
I had no older brother that was into sports.
Many catalogs went missing.
And had pages stuck together?
Yes. I think they ended up in the pile somewhere in that field where my mother's Liz Claiborne shoes are.
If you don't have that, if you didn't hear that show, that story, you can go back.
I don't know what episode it was.
God. Someone can tell you in the Sissy Squad of what the episode when you threw your mother's Liz Claiborne shoes into a field.
I did. She doesn't know about that to this day.
So they are, they're still doing crew mess. They have the huge unicorn float.
Crossover. Crossover. Crossover.
Who knew this was happening?
The floating unicorn from Destiny and Sean apparently has a big brother.
Exactly. What's his name?
They call it Gertrude or Mary.
Maureen. First of all, they have misgendered this unicorn.
They have misgendered the unicorn.
This unicorn definitely identifies male.
Or possibly they.
Or non-binary.
It's a unicorn. You know, yes. They're magical.
Right. This is Gerald's older brother, okay. Chauncey.
Chauncey. Chauncey. Okay, yeah,
I have a feeling he'll be making an appearance.
Great.
Later.
Very excited for Chauncey. So
Chauncey, Gerald,
he's just flipping around on the back end.
Unicorn of size.
Yeah. Girth one. So now, Matt is trying to be calm. Meanwhile,
The crew is just getting, or the charter guest is getting soused.
Katie's like, quote, this, she tells Lexi, this is a fucking nightmare. I can't do anything but just make drinks. Y'all, because it's not like they want beers
and
or like
shouting
a gin and
at her.
Tonic. They want espresso martinis.
Well,
they want like,
yeah, they want
actual
Bloody
fucking,
Marys.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
This is why when we, if we ever do a charter, I don't one. You know, I said that aloud. I never really want to be on a small boat with you. I just need to make sure there's like room. Y'all, we'll end up doing a sissy cruise, but yep. Mark my words, I love Poodle. Our rooms will be on different sides of the boat.
Yeah.
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 So
gonna need my own room.
For the sex, or if he gets sick on the boat, I don't want to hear it. Cut to I might be the one that gets sick.
I'll do fine on a boat that's big. I don't do
I
well
think
on small
these
vessels.
Smaller boats would be hard. Yeah. And so anyway, but I'm telling y'all this now. If we had a charter boat, I would hire extra and pay extra. I would have a shirtless bartender.
Me too.
The entire time, and that's all they would do.
I think it's a little more expensive than bringing a shirtless man.
I would pay a shirtless bartender if I was paying $150,000.
You know
a
what?
Week,
you're a good point.
That's what it cost, y'all. So one of our sissies said it cost. They looked specifically. It's $150,000 a charter.
But Bravo gives them a huge discount if they agree to be on the show.
Oh, okay,
that is true.
But yes, I would pay $10,000 for a bartender.
I will say. You can have.
He also might be a gigolo at night.
A gigolo.
A gigolo.
I will say these people are drinking a lot. However, and I think this is also because Katie, They've been up really late. Mm. Yesterday was super frazzling.
Yeah.
She's kind of at the end of her rope. That another nautical reference. And so she's just
Where that comes from.
I think so. Maybe it's tug of war too.
No, maybe.
I don't know. Who cares? So she's kind of losing it that way. They're also shouting orders at her, which is a common thing. And as someone, you guys, if you've worked as a bartender or worked in food and beverage, you just, when people are shouting things like that, you just say, people are just keep shouting at you. You just ignore them. Don't try to get all the shouts. And then suddenly people realize, oh, wait, they're not going to listen to me if I shout. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to get in. So, but she's so frazzled, she can't even do that. At one point she does say, you know, if you're just screaming at the same time, I'm not going to be able to hear it. This crew is particularly obnoxious in that
they're
way.
They're really obnoxious. And they're all just trying to get through this night.
Yeah. And these are all probably like young venture capitalists, all ones who like play the stock market.
Probably.
They probably did GameStop.
Maybe. Yeah.
They look like that douchiness. So she tells Lexi she's freaked out. Katie says, I'm not particular about a lot of things, but, table settings are my thing. Y'all.
Oh, here we are.
She's a table setting queen.
She's a table setting queen.
You know, if you were shocked when you saw the white gloves come out, don't be shocked. That's a thing.
But that's her job.
Yeah. Got to make sure
that's
silver.
That's her job.
And so they are...
Mark my words. This was brought up for a reason. It'll come back later.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yep.
Someone's going to have a fight about a spoon or a knife.
That's I'm calling it now.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Meanwhile, Captain Sandy's like to Matt, how are you doing? He's like, I'm doing okay. I'm just a little... And now, I'm impressed, but I'm new to this franchise. So you can tell me. At least, and maybe she's just doing it for TV. But I know people didn't. I'm not saying I'm a fan of Captain Sandy. I'm not saying that.
You're a Sandy fan.
I'm not. But I'm saying I'm impressed that does this happen on Below Deck where the captain gets in there and does stuff? I kind of just assumed the captain would kind of sit up in the thing and sail the ship. And
no,
Sandy's like, I'll help you organize.
She's a camera hog.
She's
doing it for screen time.
But I wanted to ask you. So she says, I'll help you go and
Captain
organize.
Captain Lee would never fucking organize.
So this is what I want to ask. Like, for me, I thought, oh, this is helpful. But then I went, or is this micromanaging?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask. Because I'm new to Sandy. And
ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
This is...
Because I would think, like, Captain Lee would never do this.
He would tell someone... He would tell anyone on the boat before him to get down there and fucking organize it.
Ooh, does he talk like that?
Oh, yeah. You
with that silver beard?
You're going to lose it. Ooh. And his, like, bracelets.
Does he have a big dick?
You know, it's pretty good.
Okay.
But the way he would fuck you,
oh,
I can't even tell you.
Just
you're going to
right back in your
drop
tail.
Your panties. You're going to drop your panties.
A 3-hour fuck.
But he's got a lovely wife, and...
Why'd you ruin it?
Because I'd like them together.
Thanks.
And he's got a really sweet story. Not sweet story. He's got a connection to addiction because his son, I believe, committed suicide.
I remember that from Summer House.
Or an overdose. Yeah.
Because he talked to Carl.
Yeah.
About that.
And so...
Yeah, well, watch them on the
Captain
Patreon.
Captain Lee is fucking daddy, y'all.
I'm purposely not learning anything about Below Deck, so that when if one day we do them on the Patreon, it'll be a new experience for all of you as well. Isn't that what a sacrifice I'm making for our listeners?
Right.
You're welcome.
How brave. What a brave,
I am.
What a brave choice
you.
To make.
Thank you.
To not do anything.
You know what? Speaking of brave, we should probably take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Z, how do you say
Z?
His name? Z. We're going to talk about Z and his
greediness,
ability to not or not.
Ooh, well done.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but That all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
So Z is sitting there and he says to Malia, while you're at it, he seems a little insecure of himself. He said,
he does.
Can you show me a bowline? You know, the tie. Mm-hmm. She shows him. He's kind of sitting there going, so what do I do now? Like, y'all, this is green as green
he
can be.
Really
it's his first boat.
Yeah.
And he says his whole family was in yachting. But I'm wondering if they ever, maybe his only experience with yachting is being around the dinner table.
Maybe. Maybe.
This is concerning.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned. So,
I mean, Malia's like, okay, sure. Yeah, I like training. You know, I'll show you
one. I'll show you that.
Show you that. We'll see how it goes.
And here's the thing, though. Malia did it so fast, and she was talking. Unless you get in there and do it, y'all, you're not gonna actually learn something by just watching someone do it once.
You got to watch them, then you've got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to train them.
It's like tying a bow tie.
Yes.
Which is very difficult.
Yes.
Remember, did you learn how to do that?
I did.
It's very hard.
I learned, it was like a commercial audition thing I had to do, and I learned by, there's a British man on YouTube who teaches you how to tie a bow tie.
Lovely.
His name should be Chauncey, like the unicorn.
Yep.
But I think his name was Gary. I don't know.
Doubtful.
Doubtful.
There is someone, a friend of mine on Instagram. She's not really a friend, but we did a couple shows together. And she had a baby. And I'm sure it's a family name. But the baby's name is Gary.
I mean, Gary's have to be babies.
I guess.
Gary's have to, but it's like, who?
It is interesting.
Who knows a babe? It's like.
Baby Gary.
Like people name Rodney. You don't imagine a
baby named Rodney.
Look at that baby Rodney. Baby Gary?
Yeah.
I mean, but there is a baby Gary.
There are different times, though. I think there were definitely baby Garys before in the
70s and
80s. Yeah,
there's a lot of Garys
now. But. We don't.
Gary Shandling was a baby.
That's true. Oh, so was Gary Oldman.
He's dead now, isn't he?
He is dead.
Why did Gary Shandling die?
I like it that's your most famous Gary.
Gary Coleman, he died too, didn't he?
No, Gary Coleman's alive.
What were you talking about, Willis? I think he's dead.
No, I think Gary Coleman's alive.
Really?
Yeah. I think so. Oh, no.
Hey, Siri, y'all, is Gary Coleman dead?
If you're new to our show... There's
Siri,
one person.
Gary Coleman dead.
There's one
know.
Person every episode we think is dead, and we find out is not dead. And then a lot of times we talk about people, and then we kill them. They die like the week after.
Like they, Gary Coleman died in 2010.
Stop.
Yeah, he died.
Wow.
He has such a handsome face. It's pretty eyes. So sad. He died at in Provo, Utah. I fucked a guy once from Provo. He was kinky as shit.
Mormon?
He was Mormon, yeah. Gary Coleman was only 42 years of age. Wow.
I don't know where to go
that's
from this.
Younger than you.
That's your age.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about jet skis.
That went really downhill.
They walk outside, and the jet skis, the boys are going to their bachelor party, and the jet skis are just floating out there in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, because Z...
And the douchebags are like...
Fucked up his bowline.
The douchebags are like, hey, there's a jet ski that got away. Want to help you? Like... Because I'm a guy, I'm going to go out there and help you. take an in.
These are some grade A douchebags.
Oh, they're horrible. And Malia even says, this is a rite of passage.
It happens.
I've done it.
I will say I've been anti-Malia since about season 3 of Below Deck Med. But she does, number one, she works very hard. She's a good bosun when she's not throwing someone under the bus. But she does work hard, and she does let people have that first or second thing.
Good.
The main thing I have a problem with, I think she's a suck up to Sandy, and other things. We'll talk about that later. I've got a lot of conspiracy theories.
Oh boy.
They will come out in the wash.
Meanwhile, David is taking the men on a bachelor. David is handsome. His skin is almost too perfect to be straight.
He's quite British.
It's just flawless.
Because like he's young.
Oh, that's just youth.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Before you even have to use retinol. God, remember that.
It's that, you know, it's really interesting.
You just drink water and your face plumps up.
Oh, yeah. You get a good night's sleep and people are like, what happened to you?
You're like, it's called 24.
Remember, you know, when you have bad skin in your teenage years and then it clears up in your 20s. And those of you who are in your 20s and then in your mid-30s, you start having zits again. And you start having – and it's brutal.
It is.
It's called aging, and it's not fun. And then if you're like this one across from me, you get an age spot.
Yeah, because you don't have any.
I don't. Zero. Is there freckles?
Your forehead? That's not freckles, honey.
It's more freckles.
Because that's where you always get burned right there.
Freckles. That's what I was told.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
It looks like he drank the wrong cup from Indiana Jones.
Fuck you. So.
That was a deep cut, but you got it.
The girls are on Chauncey, and they just say, can we have a bottle of vodka? This is going to go great.
Great. They're like, just bottle. Meanwhile, the guys are having. Now, there is one douche guy. I will say. I think he's either an entrepreneur or like a CrossFit teacher because his body is sick.
Yeah, he's got douche tats,
but he's
though.
Such a gross tattoo and face. You know, if you have a body like that and I don't want to suck your dick, that means you're an asshole.
Yep. Yeah.
We were experiencing that a little bit on Too Hot to Handle.
These remind me of these people. If you remember
so angry at Chase. I don't want to suck his dick anymore.
I know. We can't talk about it right now.
Y'all,
I have so
too
much
hot to
say.
Handle. That's on our $5 tier.
It was that. It was Jason Sudeikis and Kristen Wiig. It was like two assholes trying to buy a car. It's like, they would chew gum. How much is this car? She's like, babe, I want it. It's like, how much? I don't know. That's what these the people remind me of.
Yeah.
You've never seen it, have you?
No, I haven't. Oh, you don't, but it's fun.
It's nice to have a common frame of references.
The guys go fishing. They don't catch a fish. So David calls in and says, hey, can you bring up a fish so we can take a picture with the fish kitchen?
And guess what? It's already scaled and gutted. Only morons would have
this
that
done.
This
is what happens when people do things just for Instagram.
Yep.
Live in the moment. Let go of the outcome of a picture, y'all.
Amen.
Off
preach,
soapbox.
Honey. Courtney and Lexi are having
I can't. It's the wrong Courtney.
They're having a conversation where they're talking about, Courtney just says, how did we end up cleaning toilets? They all had this kind of moment of clarity.
How did I get this?
How did I end up here? Well, that's a deep musical theater cut from Romance, Romance. I tremble when you're near.
That should be called What, What? No one's heard of it. What, What?
It's actually,
in the butt.
I believe it's Romance slash Romance because two things happen in different acts.
That is a bad name.
It's not a great show.
Someone said, we got to make this show and it's about romance slash and romance. It's more romance, Larry.
The 80s were a weird time.
It sounds good, musical Courtney. Theater. Sell it.
So, Courtney, they're basically saying, how did this become us? And Courtney says, you know, marry for money, learn to love. Hello. I know what my next bumper sticker is going
to
be.
You take that to heart, because if you had... Again, we'd be in a recording studio and not your just mediocre apartment.
God, I would have had...
Notice before I said shitty apartment, but you moved up.
I would have had so much Versace.
My God, you would have been a Versace queen.
Yeah, it's that. That's the kind of like garbage style that I would have adopted.
Yeah, and you would have been so thin.
Yeah.
You would have remained so thin.
Well, I would have developed eating disorders.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because
she would have gotten her asshole bleached, waxed, vaxed.
Yes, all of it. All of it. All of it. Yeah.
Tracks.
And I would have been extremely unhappy. Probably addicted to drugs. Almost certainly meth.
But I would have had to work less hard. So, you know, whatever.
That's true.
I'm glad to think about you.
I'm glad you're worried about my happiness.
Clearly.
So they are the chef brings them a fish. We're there. And Sandy's handling Maytu with kid gloves because she knows she doesn't have any other options. Y'all, this is the nicest you will ever see Captain Sandy behave to someone who has done something like this.
Because the deal is, look, everybody
she knows she's fucked.
Everybody has specific roles, but y'all, there's only one chef.
Yeah.
No one else can do his job.
Yeah.
Bosun, so that people can step up, kind of do stuff. I'm imagining, but no one else can be a chef.
Well, it's amazing to me, especially with a show like this, you had to get recommendations.
Yeah.
And the fact that either the show or Sandy or whoever
someone didn't
did not talk to
he quit two jobs because of anxiety
and maybe
that's why
maybe
they cast him.
Who knows? All I know is this has been
maybe production has a chef waiting in the wings just
possibly,
to fill in.
Possibly. Ooh, you're full of conspiracy theories too.
Well, no, they produce y'all. It's still a reality show.
It's also Bravo, and it needs to the shows need to be exciting, and we. You know, I always say we're always like an inch away from the gladiators feeding Christians to the lions. We're always an inch away. So we're always looking for the next big thing.
You said inches and then big thing, and I don't know where we are now.
That's a really dumb gay joke, but I'll allow it. So Lloyd is they're all talking about Lloyd's like, yeah, Katie's lovely but scary.
Yes.
So Chief Stews are. Matt is saying douchey things like vibe check because
vibe check.
Lexi has said, I love you. And she said, you have to flatter the chef because.
Okay. I would totally do that and say that.
Yeah.
She's like, I would.
Lexi knows what to do.
Because then you get free food.
Lexi's going to go far in whatever she does.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So they are. I love it that. Katie talks about synchronization being the most important, you know, almost like the waiter's ballet in Hello Dolly. You know, ballet service.
Yes.
Every synchronization when the plates go down. And because I agree, Katie's like, it's terrible when you bring out two plates and then the other people have to wait for their plates.
I agree.
Yep. It has not always been the same on Below Deck.
Oh.
When some, yes, among certain
Meanwhile,
people.
Y'all, things seem to be going better. And then it's pouring.
Yep, it's raining.
They've got to cover the cushions. this storm is kicking up, and so and by the way, and Malia, everybody kind of says things aside, like Courtney said this, but Malia said this too, like, huh, Matt was totally, like, barely could get up, just limping around, and now he seems fine.
Yeah.
For someone who had to get an MRI, his knee sure healed quick.
Courtney gets it. Courtney gets it.
Malia gets it too.
Well, Malia says, I'm very skeptical of chefs. That's a joke.
That's a joke, yeah.
She was dating the chef last season, and they brought him on, and he was a nightmare, and now they're not together anymore.
But Malia says, I don't think he was physically hurt.
Yeah.
She says that. Then
that's going to come out when she's drunk, y'all.
Yep.
Take that. Yeah.
And then, y'all, they have to move. In the midst of all of this, they have to move everything inside.
Because of the rain. Matt's freaking out about the food being cold.
Y'all, he's a fucking drama queen.
Yeah.
He's going to be a nightmare on this thing, which is maybe why they put him on.
Yep, kind of. They have to be talented. They have to be good chefs. But they... I can't remember the Russian woman's name. She
Dushka?
Was, the woman who served nachos two seasons ago. Oh. Who was so awful.
She served
and
nachos.
Who was also homophobic.
Oh.
I can't remember her name. I think she... I forgot her name for a reason. But they got rid of her.
Yeah, I would think so.
The quality of food has always been an issue. Sometimes they'll have someone who, that's why, see, they're always trying to find a team player chef who's not a complete and abusive asshole.
That's not a good chef.
Who also makes good food. So they're always trying to find that, the middle of that Venn diagram.
Now, have you watched Chef's Table on Netflix?
I know.
They're not nice.
No. So, but it is kind of a sad state of affairs that we accept chefs. We accept that kind of behavior from chefs.
I agree. It's horrible.
Yeah. Like musicians. We allow these musicians to throw their attitudes around.
Yeah. Haven't seen that firsthand.
So Matt's freaking out. Then we have some drama with the charter guests between Carrie, whose name is spelled K-A-R-R-Y,
yes,
and Clint. And they're getting married tomorrow.
Well, hold on.
He's ripped.
You're ripped. Yes. Clint is already, like, they're he's talking to his wife, and he's saying, like, they're sitting at the table. He's like, I'm going to get fucked up tonight. You better love me.
You better love me.
And then they bring
out. Is there anything more sexual than to have, you better love me, slurred in your face?
I have two words
with
to sum up.
Vodka breath?
Yes. Two words to sum up, Clint. Creme brulee! Y'all, they bring out creme brulee.
Nothing has ever been douchier yelled like it's part of a DJ set.
Creme brulee! Like, I thought then they were just going to start playing shot, 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 shot. Y'all,
I said,
you like that shot song? You need to look deep in yourself. Something's wrong with you.
Whenever I get, like, whenever I talk about really drunk people, I like to sing that song. So I said, all straight guys scream creme brulee at the top of their lungs. This is the thing that drunk douchebags do.
Meanwhile, Lexi is basically saying about Matt, she's like, Matt is thinking he's the hero, but he's not.
I love that.
He's the one that caused all this.
So cut to Carrie and Clint. Even the names are douchebaggy. They're fighting in their room about, just like, he's like, let me charge your phone. I don't know,
you know
where my charger is. Thank you.
I think this is better done and something that we like to call
Below Deck Med Theater. It's the best we've ever done.
Great.
Thank you.
I thought you were aiming for perfection. That's what you said earlier today.
I said that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's good.
Poodle knows I'm right. He just mumbles hi because he doesn't want me to hear it. I think for this, Poodle's going to be playing the role of Clint.
Okay.
And I'm going to be playing the role of Carrie.
Okay.
Carrie's the female fiance. He'll be drunk Clint. And y'all, they're locked in their room, and every one of the crew is listening outside their door.
Yeah, and he's already been like touching her and going boop boop. Boop. She's throwing. She's had some drinks.
Yeah,
she's throwing some stuff around.
And scene.
Hey, I need to plug. Where's the charger? I need to plug your phone in. You're gonna need it.
I didn't bring my iPad. Oh, you mean my phone?
I ain't gonna plug. You know, you're gonna need it tomorrow. We're getting married.
Oh my God! Tomorrow's my big day. It's my big day. I'm getting.
It's my big day too. You're gonna like marry me.
What? What are you? You are so drunk. You are so,
no. You're drunk. You're a drunk girl.
Stop putting your balls on my knee. I'm not into it.
I'll put my balls where I want to put my balls.
I'm calling your mother. Right now. I'm
you
calling your mother
call
right
mother.
Now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm going to call her.
What are you going to say to her?
I'm going to tell her that she got a small dick and that.
You better not say that to my mother. Oh, my God. This is it.
I love you, and you're messing up my big day. You're messing up my big day. You're so drunk. You're such a douchebag.
I'm not marrying
you're
you.
You're a douchebag. You're a douchebag. What you want me to do? Text
me? I need to go put on some cool water.
You are ruining my Bobby Brown makeup. I bought all this at Nordstrom's. Full price to look beautiful.
You don't
for
even
you.
Look. You're drunk.
Beautiful, but like a sailor looks like shit now.
I'm going to go drink more.
I don't want to marry you. Fuck. Not before the night of my wedding.
That was really accurate.
It was, y'all, it was messy.
It was
awful.
These people fuck like rabbits and fight like demons, and they're going to be divorced in 3 years.
They're awful. They're terrible people.
They're terrible. Terrible people, and I love this show.
If there was a just society, they would all vanish like the leftovers. Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
That is the show, y'all. I'm having a good time doing this show.
Me too.
It's nice.
Me too.
Y'all, thank you for jumping on the boat with us with Below Deck. We appreciate you very much. You can see our other shows. RealityGazePodcast.com. We're doing 90 Day Fiancé. Again, I mentioned for our Reality Gaze extra content for Patreon and Supercast, we're doing Too Hot to Handle right now.
Yes.
Which is, this season two, I really like it. Like,
I
had to stop watching last night to watch other shows, and I didn't want to stop watching.
I need to admit that I like it now much better than when we started.
That's what everybody says. Season two was better than season one because season one fell flat, and I've heard the ending's good.
The show figured out its existential issues for
me. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Whoa.
Yep.
Boy, someone made a 360.
Well, no, I did, and I wound up right where I was. No, the show had lots of problems in the beginning. In this season. Yeah. And now they've kind of figured it out because they have raised the stakes
way
high. I'm
still not happy about Marvin and Melinda, though.
Yeah. I've watched all, so I know.
So, y'all, we can't say. But anyway, we're enjoying doing that. Also, we've got Love After Lockup. It's just started again, so that's a good time to jump
it's
into
wonderful.
That's on our $8 tier. That's so fucking fantastic right now. So,
if you're, think Happily Ever After, 90 Day Fiancé, this season is just kind of a slog, y'all, Lalu is joyful.
It is.
There's
joyful.
A woman with a pickle costume.
Yes.
There's
a man who in a parking lot, cuts the end of bologna off with a credit card and eats it like it's caviar. It's wonderful.
And there's a man who got a comb over and what looks like a ferret on his head.
And carrying around three wigs that we call a girl group called
Trio.
Trio. Not Trio, it's Trio.
Trio. Oh.
So, y'all, we're jumping into a lot of stuff. We appreciate you. Hey, if you're listening to this and you enjoy this and this is your first time, please go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. We appreciate that.
And if you don't know what to write, keep going, Queens.
Yes. And until next time, we'll see y'all. We don't have a sign off for this show yet.
We need to come up.
We need to. I know. Come sail away
we'll
with
see
me.
See ya in Davy Jones's locker.
We're gonna think on
we're
this.
Gonna, we're gonna tinker.
We're gonna work on this.
Solid journey.
out before the night of my wedding.
Bye, y'all.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.